Well, it's a historic ruling. It's a great day. Once and for all, the U.S. Supreme Court has affirmed that same-sex couples have a fundamental constitutional right to marry, regardless of what state they live in. All 50 states across the country now must issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And obviously, we're very pleased with the ruling today from the Supreme Court.
Comment on the pace of change that we've seen regarding this issue.
Many commentators have said we've maybe never seen such sweeping change come so quickly. Obviously, last fall, North Carolina struck down their ban on same-sex marriage, and we've been seeing couples marry for a little more than 6 months now. Just a couple years ago, if you would have told people that in 2015, we would have won marriage equality once and for all in all 50 states with the Supreme Court ruling, they would have said, no, no, it's going to take another 15 or 20 years. So I think even advocates, a lot of the legal scholars who've been doing the work, a lot of the grassroots activists have been happy that the change has come so quickly, obviously, but definitely a little bit surprised at the pace of change.
The number of states that allows same-sex marriage now stands at 36, and it was also reported that 70% of Americans live in states where gay couples can marry. How does that relate to the pace of change?
Well, what we now know is heading into this historic ruling today, there was record support for same-sex marriage and also a broader array of LGBT rights. So the national polls, Gallup and some of the other well-known polls showed support for nationwide marriage equality at around 60%, a record high. I think undoubtedly seeing a lot of large states like New York, like California, again, obviously North Carolina for more than 6 months now, seeing those images of couples getting married and telling those personal stories of people knowing a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, somebody in the community who has gotten married and what that has meant for those family in terms of legal rights and also just affirming their value as human beings. I think that storytelling has been tremendously powerful and has been linked to the record-breaking change and approval we've seen over the last 2 to 3 years.
What work do you think remains to be done on the issue of same-sex marriage?
Well, hopefully most of our work relating specifically to marriage is done. You know, some family rights associated with marriage, like adoption and custody, those things, there's still some devil in the details there that hopefully will be taken care of by the legal advocates working across the country. More broadly with LGBT rights, there's a lot of work to do. As of today, we have this historic ruling from the Supreme Court, but I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear that you can still be fired simply for being lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender in North Carolina. That is the law. A lot of people are shocked to hear that, that a boss can say, hey, Fred, I saw you celebrating on Facebook yesterday about the Supreme Court ruling. I didn't know you were gay. You're fired, and you're fired because you're gay. And that is 100% legal in North Carolina. I just can't emphasize enough how much their work remains to be done on basic legal rights like employment protections, housing protections. You know, we need to keep working on bullying bills for our youth. Also this week, we saw a big important ruling from a federal court around reparative therapy or gay conversion therapy, as it's more commonly known. That's also what we believe is a historic ruling that hopefully will reach out across the country that bans conversion or reparative therapy. But a lot of legal work beyond marriage remains to be done.
This is from Justice Kennedy. In the majority opinion, and he wrote, "Finally, it must be emphasized that religions and those who adhere to religious doctrines may continue to advocate with utmost sincere conviction that by divine precept, same-sex marriage should not be condoned. The First Amendment ensures that religious organizations and persons are given proper protection as they seek to teach the principles that are so fulfilling and so central to their lives and faiths, and to their own deep aspirations to continue the family structure they have long revered. The same is true of those who oppose same-sex marriage for other reasons. In turn, those who believe allowing same-sex marriage is proper or indeed essential, whether as a matter of religious conviction or secular belief, may engage those who disagree with their view in an open and searching debate. And then Justice Kennedy says, "The Constitution, however, does not permit the state to bar same-sex couples from marriage on the same terms as accorded to couples of the opposite sex."
Yeah, I think what's really important about Justice Kennedy, the statement you just read from his ruling, is that freedom of religion and First Amendment rights still apply. And we at the Campaign for Southern Equality and LGBT advocates absolutely agree with that. So while as of today, as of this morning, it is now a fundamental constitutional right that same-sex couples can marry wherever they live in the United States, that means they can go into a government office, a marriage license office, and receive a license from a government official. What that does not mean is that religions or people of faith are forced to perform marriage ceremonies in their church or place of worship. And we agree with that. If a church does not agree with same-sex marriage, we want to continue having that dialogue and hopefully change their opinion, but they absolutely have a First Amendment right that they do not have to perform marriages in their church. So we have a separation of church and state, which we all agree is a good thing, and that's what Justice Kennedy broadly is speaking to there. Aaron Sarver, I'm Communications Director with the Campaign for Southern Equality.
Is there anything in there that leaves the door open or creates any doubt or ambiguity in your mind about today's ruling?
No, none.
What's the message that Justice Kennedy and his opinion and the ruling sends to the people of the United States?
Same-sex couples must have the right to marry, and they must have it immediately.
How does that affect existing law in the state of North Carolina?
Well, the existing laws that denied same-sex couples the right to marry were repealed. In the Bostick ruling, there was an opinion following that, an order signed by the Honorable Max Cogburn from Asheville, repealing Amendment 1 and the statute that denied recognition of same-sex couples. And those laws were repealed, and they're still repealed. Senate Bill 2, that law was unconstitutional when it was passed, and it's most undoubtedly unconstitutional today.
Is it conceivable to you that we will see it play out, that particular law?
I expect what will happen is that certain registers of deeds, certain magistrates, might try to deny a same-sex couple a marriage license invoking that law, and I would expect a lawsuit to be filed immediately thereafter. And I would expect a very quick ruling granting an injunction that requires these government officials to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
I'm going to read a rather long statement here from that was included in Justice Kennedy's majority opinion, and then I just want to hear your reaction to what he says. Finally, it must be emphasized that religions and those who adhere to religious doctrines may continue to advocate with utmost sincere conviction that by divine precept, same-sex marriage should not be condoned. The First Amendment ensures that religious organizations and persons are given proper protection as they seek to teach the principles that are so fulfilling and so central to their lives and faith, and to their own deep aspirations to continue the family structure they have long revered. The same is true of those who oppose same-sex marriage for other reasons. In turn, those who believe allowing same-sex marriage is proper or indeed essential, whether as a matter of religious conviction or secular belief, may engage those who disagree with their view in an open and searching debate. The Constitution, however, does not permit the state to bar same-sex couples from marriage on the same terms as accorded to couples of the opposite sex.
Justice Kennedy makes clear that Senate Bill 2 is unconstitutional in that paragraph. The First Amendment extends to, it's the right of individuals and organizations. That is the language in that paragraph, and that has been the language of our case law. Certainly several decades of jurisprudence that establishes individuals and groups have a First Amendment right to believe and worship and practice and teach whatever they hold dear. But the government does not have a right to religion. There is a bar against same-sex religion. When a magistrate or a register of deed is granting or denying marriage licenses, he or she is the government. That is the government. And constitutionally speaking, they cannot deny same-sex couples the right to marry. That was made abundantly clear today.
Are you surprised by the court's decision?
I'm not surprised. I think we've been on pins and needles. My logical mind knew that Justice Kennedy has written the three major cases that inform today's opinion. Romer v. Evans in 1996, Lawrence v. Texas in 2003, which is today is the anniversary of that, and U.S. v. Windsor from 2013, today is also the anniversary of that opinion. He would have had to reverse himself in order to rule against marriage equality. And we were pretty confident we had four other justices. But when it comes down to the wire, you never know what the Supreme Court is going to do. And so, no, I wasn't surprised. I think if I was surprised, it was in how far the opinion goes to make clear that gay people have dignity, that we are equal under the eyes of the law, and that we cannot be discriminated against.
You think the court is aware of the anniversaries and issued this ruling today because of those anniversaries? Are they that calculated?
There are a lot of theories about that. I think Justice Kennedy sees himself as sort of an icon in the gay rights movement because of these previous opinions. I think he is aware of how history will view him. And this is the end of the term, conveniently enough, June 26th. They added, you know, Monday as a day they might issue more opinions, and they will, apparently. But the timing is convenient. But I do think if you had to pick between June 25th, 26th, and 29th, why not pick the day that's the anniversary of Windsor and Lawrence? I think there was probably some intention behind that.